Okay, Daf Tezvov. Daf Tezvov from the Mishnah. Hareni Nozir L'Chashiyeheli Bain. Vin Nozir Me'ayoyim. So this is a case that we actually have been discussing till now. He says, I am going to be a Nozir when I have a son, and I'm also going to be a Nozir 100. Actually, we didn't have exactly this combination. We had a few different combinations. This combination is, one of them is to be when, so this is, so Nazirus A, the one that's starting now, is 100 days, and Nazirus B will be when his son will be born. Neile Bein Ad Shivim, if the son is born before he gets to 70 days of the 100, Lahiv Sir Klum, he doesn't lose anything, because what he will do is he will interrupt his 100 days, but he's got more than 30 left, because he hasn't done 70 yet. So therefore, he can do the one of the son, for the fact that he had the son, and then he can go back to the other one, and he's got enough time for Gidl Sayar, and therefore he doesn't have to do any extra days, no problem. But, La'akar Shivim,
So in other words, he has to do his 100-day one, and for the
bed
he then has to do the 30-day one.
He starts doing the 100-day one,
exactly,
right?
And the
then interrupts in the middle and does the one for the bain. He does the 30 days for the son.
Oh, so in other words, if he came on day 20, he's got to wait till the 30 days for the.
Yeah. Like we said before, yeah. But when he picks it up again afterwards. Yeah. He just continues with the remaining number of days. He doesn't have to do any extra, because the remaining number of days is sufficient for him to grow his hair. Yeah? As long as...
So if he's doing the 100 and it comes at day 80...
Oh, so then that's the next one. If it's La'achar Shivim, if he's up to day 80 and he has a son, so he has to interrupt what he's doing and he does the 30 days of the son. When he goes back to the first one, he's only got 20 days left, but 20 days is not long enough, so he has to do an extra. So then, is a bit of a harsh word, soiser, that it...
It cancels...
It cancels back to...
He's got to do 30 days. For the 100 will turn out to be more than 100 days.
Rashi says over here something very strange. Rashi says that it's that he's soiser everything, not just the remainder go back to 30, but he's, which is different from what he said in the previous Mishnah. Which is different from what he explained the previous Mishnah. La'achar Shivim soiser. Soiser Shivim. He's soiser. Back to 70, she'ain't tiglachas pochus mishloshim yoyim, because he can't cut his hair. The hair needs to grow at least 30 days in order to give him something to cut, and therefore he cannot go back and do anything less than 30. Okay, says the Gemara. Now, so we talked about less than 70. If it's less than 70, it's no problem. It's not no hefsid. If it's more than 70, there is a hefsid. What about if it's exactly on the 70th day? Omar Rav, Yoim Shivim. Yeah, if he had a son on the 70th day, is Ola Lakan Ulakan. He can double count that day as both. So therefore, it counts as the 70th day of the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And it also counts as day one of the Shloshim. It counts as the 30 as the first. It counts as the first day of the 30 that he has to do for his son, because he's going to count on the same day, yeah, and therefore so he's only going to have, and as Rashi says over here also, he's going to have to only have 29 more days, because we're going to see with a whole discussion about whether mitzvah is yom kikulo, whether when he says was, yeah. So the point is that he can have one day that counts for two Naziruses. It can count for A and for B. That's what Rav says. Now the Gemara asks, no, the Loyat Shivim Lahiv Sid Klum. If he has the son on the up to 70, they didn't lose anything. One minute. If the day when the son is born can count towards both Naziruses, what do you mean Lahiv Sid? On the contrary, he gains. It's Guri Mitzger. You shouldn't use the expression like Hifsid. The expression should be, he gains a day. Why? Because the day that he's born is going to count as one day of the first Nazirus and one day of the second Nazirus. So for one day, he's gained, he's counted as two. Yeah. So it's not just like Hifsid Klum, on the contrary, he's gained. Yeah. Ella, so the Gemara says you're right. Bedinhu de lo lisni ad shivim. It shouldn't just say up to 70, because really, up to 70, he's gaining. The word lo hifsid shouldn't really apply to ad shivim, because he's actually gaining. But mishum de katani sefer achar shivim, soiser shivim, because he wants to say that if it's after the 70th day, then it does interrupt and he does lose out. It's katani reisha shivim. So he goes up to, he tells you in the reisha what happens if it's up to 70. But you're right, if he's up to 70, he actually gains a day. And it's after 70, then he loses. So it's minakotza lakotza. If it's after 70, he actually loses. If it's before 70, he actually gains. But instead of changing the expression, he uses also the expression of lo hifsid. Of hifsid and lo hifsid.
Rashi wants to make a chiluk when he's losing the counting, because there was another one, you know, where he has to count everything again in the mission.
Yeah.
Because there was a circumstance where what you're doing is you're stopping to count.
Yeah.
You're not doing any actions of tiglachas, and you're going to count a new one. So since here, you've actually had to break.
No, but that's what he said in the previous mission also. In the previous Mishnah, he said that when he says Hareni Nozir Gashayili Bain, and then Hareni Nozir, so he starts the one that starts now, and if it's a Nazirus Meruba, Rashi said over here, that he said, Rashi brought two Pirushim over here, he says, Kevin the Hifsid Klal Shaloi, the Hisla Shopanoi Vigilach, so they possibly did the Sayer, a common with the Sefer, so it's a curl, the main trunk, could they get a Sayer? Oh, I'm sorry, Rashi did say Sayer is a curl. Okay, I take it back. Rashi did say
this. So once you're doing, you're just stopping counting, starting a new count.
Yeah, so he says you're Sayer is a curl. Yeah, you're right. Take it back. Okay. So he means he has to start all over again. The full 100. Yeah. Okay, Toshima, Misefa. So now we're trying to understand again whether Rav is correct that one day can count for both Nazirusin. It's Toshima, Misefa. Let's look at the second part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah said, Noilad Acha Shivim, Soiser Shivim. He's Soiser everything that he did. Is what do you mean, Acha Shivim? That means if it will be Shivim itself, according to Rav, why should he be soiser? Yeah, if the on the 70th day, because that day should be able to count. So we should still have the 30 days of Gidl Sayar. It's only if it's after the 70th that it should be. Yeah, if you're going to say like you said, so it means even the 71st day. Yeah, that day should count for both. So if that day counts for both, he's still got 30 days for left. Yeah.
70 plus 30, 71 plus 30, it's 101.
No, it doesn't need plus 30, because the 71st day itself, if you're going to say Ola Lakan Ola Lakan, then it counts as day one. It still counts as a day of the...
For the forthcoming one.
Yeah, for counts as a day for both. Oh, I'm sorry, the question's a little bit different. The question is that if you say that the day that the son is born counts the Kan of the Kan, then the corollary is that when you finish the 30 days of the Benoi, is also Erla the Kan of the Kan. Monashach, yeah? If you're saying one day can count for both. So when he finishes, instead of saying you needed to have only not more than 70, because you need 30 left, if you had 71, is also okay. Why? Because the 30th day, because the last day of Benoi is going to count as a day for... is going to count as a day for the next one. So you'll like to have 30 days. You don't really need 30 days. You need 29 days and a bit. Yeah? That's what he's boiling down to. So the Gemara says, you're right. My achar, when it says after 70, which we translated as 71 and onwards, No, it means achar. It means 72. Because then, even if you'll count it as well, you still don't have 30 days. Fred Gemara, what do you mean achar? When it says achar, it means achar, 72. Is aval achar mamish, but what if it's just one day after, like 71? My, what would be the din? Hachinamid le'sasi, it wouldn't lose anything, because it would be er lekan lekan. Is he hachi? My, you the tari neilat adshim lehifsid klum. Why does it say up to 70? He didn't lose anything. Afilo achar shivim nami, even 71, he didn't lose anything. Because that day is ambidextrous and counts as both. Hamarta le'sasa. Elishma mino achar mamish. So it must be that's everyone you do. Yeah, is a raya that it means achar mamish v'chem asnis in the rav shmamino. That means the mishnah is a question against rav. It's a strange expression. Shmamino means we learn as a kasha on rav from this. Yeah, because rav says er lekan lekan, but from the mishnah it's mashma that it's not er lekan lekan, and therefore once you hit the 71st day, that's it. So Rav disagrees. Okay, so the Mishnah is saying that it doesn't early lekan lekan, and Rav says it does. Fred the Gemara ebazoi v'Rav kemana mor l'shmate. Which Tana? Normally, sometimes we answer that Rav is a Tana himself, but that's a last resort. So we'd rather try to find that Rav should go like some Tana somewhere. So the question is, Rav kemana mor l'shmate? According to Rav, which Tana does Rav go like to say it's early lekan lekan for account for Tuna Zirusim? So we'll try first of all that it should be Abashol. Ilemek Abashol. What's Abashol? That now we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah is, it's Hilchas Avelis and Moed Cotton. What does the Mishnah say? Hakever es meisei shloisha yomim kodim l'regel. A person loses a relative right before Yom Tov, and he gets in 3 days of what would have been Shiva. He gets in 3 days before Yom Tov. Batle menugzera Shiva. So there's no Shiva. That's it. He's Yotze. He doesn't have to do Shiva after Yom Tov, yeah? If he gets Shmeina Yom in Kodem Regel, and if he gets in 8 days before, is not only did he finish the Shiva, but Batle Menugzeva Shloshim, because he finished Shiva and started counting Shloshim, that means the rest of Shloshim, yeah, whatever the dinim of Shloshim are, is then he's finished with Shloshim as well. Yeah, and mutter le saper erev haregel. He can have a haircut on erev yontif. Ve'im lois super erev haregel. But if he didn't have a haircut erev yontif, so it's like a knas. It's also le saper ach haregel. He should have a haircut erev yontif the covered yontif. If he doesn't, we're going to tell him, you know what? You didn't go and have a haircut before yontif, so now you have to wait a full shloshim. As if your shloshim is still on, you have to wait to the end of 30 days. So that was the Tana Kama. So Tana Kama says that you need at least 3 days to be Mevatel, or at least 8 days to Mevatel Shloshim. But Abishol says, turning the page, first of all, Abishol argues and says, no, we don't make this sort of punishment to say that if you didn't do it Erev Yom Tov, then you can't do it. You can't do it after Yom Tov to Shloshim. That means I feel loisy perkaidem a regel mutal saparacha regel. Even if he didn't have the haircut before Yom Tov, he's allowed to still have it because Shloshim is bottle. No, we discussed it and we decided to leave it as normal.
7:45.
No, the conclusion was to leave it as normal.
That's right. If you were concerned about Yehuda. Well, where is it? Good question.
Yeah. So Rav Shaul says, even if he didn't have the haircut before Yom Tov, he can still have it after Yom Tov. There's no knas. And the shloshim is bottle. Yeah. But then Rav Shaul explains. So that's an argument about whether we make him wait till shloshim or not. But what's the punchline of Rav Shaul? Rav Shaul says, test for the base. Shekeshem shemitzvah shloisha mevateles gzeiras shiva. Just like if he gets in 3 days, it's mevatel the whole rule that the Chachamim made of keeping 7 days shiva. Kach mitzvah shiva mevateles gzeiras lamid. So also, if he gets 7 days in, it's mevatel the shloishim. Yeah.
So what's according to him, if you had 7 days, you know, if your shiva finishes and then Yom Tov,
there's no shloshim. Right. Now, what does that mean if your shiva finishes? L'chaira, Shiva finishes
in the morning.
Well, that 1 minute. That's what we know that we do. But if you didn't know that, you would say 7 days finishes at the end. Erev Yontif, going into Yontif. So you never had a bit of Shloishim after the Shiva. Yeah? What do you mean Shiva is Mevatel Shloishim? It should need to be Shmoina. Tanakama said Shmoina. But he says Shiva. Yeah? So therefore, what are we trying to prove from that? The Tanakama says Shmoina, you need to finish the Shiva, and then you have 1 day of Shloishim time, and therefore it's Mevatel Shloishim. But Abishol says all you need is 7 days to Mevatel Shloishim. Why is 7 days enough to Mevatel Shloishim? My time with Abishol, La Mishum de Kasavar, Shvi Er Lekan Lekan, because he holds that seventh day is the seventh day of Shiva, but also the first day of the Shloishim period that comes after Shiva. And therefore, he's had that first day before Yontif, so it's Mevatel, the whole Shloishim.
And this is saying it without saying it to say...
One minute. There's two concepts over here. So he's trying to say... There's two different things here. Rav's statement was not... He didn't say Mitzvah Sankakula. He said that 1 day can count as both. That doesn't necessarily mean exactly the same thing as Mitzvah Sankakula. When he says that 1 day can count for two Nazirusin, he's not saying the morning is a Mitzvah Sayoim counts as the old one, and the afternoon counts as the new one, because Mitzvah Sankakula. He's saying that the day is the day, is counts as both. He doesn't say it's a half and half sort of thing. Yeah? So when he says over here, so it's not exactly
the
Gemara is trying to say that it's the same thing.
Okay.
That it counts as both. Lav dafke because you mix it in kakuloi, but you have a whole day, and that day counts as both. But if you don't have a half a day, it maybe wouldn't count for either. We don't love dafke, it's mix in kakuloi. Yeah. One second. We're going to say in a minute that it's a whole shiva that are bonon. So therefore, you're not going to find a psukim about it. Yeah. But you're going to find. But you got to find the precedent to say that we're finding a precedent to say that 1 day can count as part of both. So the Gemara asks exactly along those lines. So first of all, my time with Abishol, you can have 1 day that counts as part of both cheshbonos, and therefore that's where Rav is basing himself to say you can have 1 day count as part of two nazirusin. So the Gemara says, how can you say that Rav is taking that on from Abishol? Dilma, perhaps ad kad lo kamar Abishol ela bavelu shiva, which is the rabbanon. Abishol says we can be Mekel and say that seventh day counts as day seven of Shiva and as day one of Shloshim period, like from the 8 to 30, because it's been Rabbanon, so they were Mekel and said you can count it as both. Avol b'Nazir deraisa, but here we're talking about Nazirus, where he has to be a Nazir min haTorah, maybe Loi. So where does Rav get off saying that even min haTorah you can be so lenient to say that 1 day can count as part of two Nazirus and Kecheshbonos? So the Gemara says, okay, we cannot bring a Rai for Rav from Abishol. We cannot say Rav goes like Abishol because Abishol is talking about the Rabbanan Dika situation. Elo, says the Gemara, Rav the Omer ka Rabbi Yosi. The basis of Rav will be the Tana Rabbi Yosi. The Tana Rabbi Yosi Omer, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. You have a woman who is in her 11 days in between the Nida cycles. So therefore, she is potentially a Zava if she sees 1, 2, 3 days, she would become a Zova. So what happens if she sees 1 day during that period? So she has to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She has to just have one clean day after, and then she is not Tomei anymore and lives happily ever after.
Yeah?
No, because she's not a Zova. Now, what happens if that day that she's... So let's say the first day of what she saw in the Acharas Yom was Yud Gimel Nissen. Yeah? So Yud Gimel Nissen she saw. Yud Dalet Nissen, she's Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So if she will get through the Yud Dalet clear, she will be Toher, and she will be able to eat the Korban Pesach in the nighttime. She's going to go to the mikveh, but she'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach in the nighttime. Yeah? So she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on Erev Pesach. So what happened? Because she was potentially going to be Tahor tonight, so she shechtu v'zarku aleha v'sheni shela. So they shechted on the 14th in the afternoon, they did the Korban Pesach, and they included her in the deal, because assuming that she's going to get through clear, and she'll eat it in the night.
So
So at the time when they shechted it, she was still clear. She got to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She was still clear. So therefore, they shechted and included her. And gang weiter. But then what happened was, achakach rosa. After they shechted the Korban Pesach, then she saw another re'iyah. So now her shmiras of Yom Kineged Yom didn't pan out. And this is now day 2 of Zivus. Yeah? So what will be the deal? What happens with her Korban Pesach is Harezu Enoi Cheles. That is obvious that she cannot eat the Korban Pesach because she's Tomei. Yeah, she's got the second Re'iyah. She has to, for sure, at least see a clean day to get out of that. But the punchline is that Petura Milas is Pesach Sheni. Even though we're going to say that now she's Tomei and Enoi Cheles, but the Pesach Sheni, the Pesach that they did for her before she saw, it counts. And she doesn't have to do a Pesach Sheni. Tura lasis Pesach Sheni. She doesn't need to do a Pesach Sheni. Means that she was yoitze with the Pesach Rishon.
But is the help Pesach Sheni for any tumor or for any tumas mess?
Oh, that's a whole discussion we had in Pesachim. Okay, but the Pesach Sheni will be anybody who, but also means somebody who couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. Yeah, no, sorry, other way around. In Pesachim, we talked about whether it was. Where it was Hutra but Sibur was only Tomei Meiser Na. But it being Nidchid of Pesach Sheni is anybody who couldn't do Pesach Rishon. If you were outside of town, yeah, it's also you couldn't do it. So she would have to, so normally someone who was any kind of Tumah would have to do a Pesach Sheni. Okay, so she doesn't have to do a Pesach Sheni. She was Yotze with the Pesach Rishon. Why is it so? My time with the Rabbi Yosi is Lamishim de Kasavar. It must be that Rabbi Yosi holds Mitzvah Hayem Kikuloi. So now, this whole Girsis over here switched around because we're not trying to prove Mitzvah Kikuloi. But anyway, we'll say the Gemara, the words are too confusing otherwise. The Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yosi's reason is that Mitzvah Sayyem Kikuloi, and at this point the Gemara is trying to extrapolate that and say that the day counts as both. So the day, so therefore, if you that is, so now it's merging the two concepts together.
So what's the mitzvah here?
So she was toher.
The part of the day counts like the whole day.
That's right. So she was. So she didn't see anything till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that when we say that she has to be shemeris yom keneged yom, we're saying that even part of the next day she didn't see anything, then that counts and she's good enough. And then when she sees again later, that's a new thing. Yeah, and therefore, at the time when you shechted the Korban Pesach for her,
Pesach is on Friday.
Yeah.
So she saw on Thursday. Or she saw on Wednesday.
She saw on Thursday.
She saw on Thursday.
So Friday morning, she went through Mitzvah Sayyem without seeing anything. So when you shechted the Korban Pesach for her on Friday afternoon, she was mamish toher. She wasn't limbo state. Yeah, pending state.
So, okay, so in a normal, take a normal day. So, when she sees on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Right. So then, theoretically, Monday night, she goes to the mikveh, correct?
Monday night, yeah.
Correct. So, does she have to be bodek herself before she goes?
Yeah, she has to be bodek.
Okay, so what you're saying now is the bodeka. Isn't that kind of bodeka's kind of saying, well, maybe because something happens between the early morning and the tefillah that will cancel it?
No, but in order to be a zava, she has to have a re'iya on the second day.
Uh-huh.
It's not just a bedika; she has to have a re'iya. There's no re'iya.
So the other way she sees is through a bedika.
No, that's not a re'iya.
Uh-huh.
A re'iya has to be a real re'iya.
So what you're saying is, if she's bodek because she doesn't see, then she, theoretically tomorrow she's got that.
She doesn't have to do anything, yeah.
Yeah, she goes to mikveh tomorrow.
Yeah. So as long as she finished the first re'iyah, and she's then she doesn't have to. Then there is nothing else to be bodek for, unless she has another.
So was that bodek doesn't make you count another day?
No. So therefore, she will be. So what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi? Because that day, because half of the day she got through, so that counts as if it was a whole day. So at the time when you shechted the Korban Pesach, she was mamish toher, and that's why she doesn't have to do a Pesach Sheni. And therefore, along the same vein, we want to say that's where Rav got the idea that that half a day of Nazirus for one and half a day of Nazirus for the other counts. So the Gemara says, Mimai, you can't prove a general thing from what Rabbi Yosi says that will always say that one day, part of a day counts as a whole day, etc. Why? Because Dilma, maybe in the case of Shemaris Yom, is different. Mishum de Kasavar, Mikan ulahaba hu metame. When you say she becomes tame, when she saw on the second day, yeah.
It was after the shchita of the kompesa.
Yeah, but why? Because even look at the kompesa, a normal case, she sees on day one and she's watching day two. Yeah. If she sees on day two, then everything that she comes in contact with is tame. But only things she comes in contact with from now on. It's mikanu lahaba. If she came in contact with something in the morning and then only saw in the afternoon, that stuff in the morning is not tamei l'mafreya. It's only mikanu lahaba. So it's a din in zivus. It's not a din in mitzvah kekulei. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi sover Rabbi Yosi hachi? Does Rabbi Yosi take a hold that it's mikanu lahaba? Va'atanya, where Raisa says, Rabbi Yosi yomer, azov bal shtei re'iyos. You have a zov, and he has seen two re'iyos, yeah, and now he's on the third day, Hestus, yeah. So he's a zov, all right, but he's a zov kotel, yeah. Sheshachtu v'zarku al, and he doesn't have any carbon. Sheshachtu v'zarku al, because if he needs a carbon, as mechusar kibbutz, he's finished. But if he's only seen twice, he doesn't need a carbon, but he's tamei. Yeah, and now he's in the day when he's trying to be
Pesach.
Sheshachtu v'zarku alav b'shvi. Now, so azav b'shtei re'iyos, even though he doesn't have to be a carbon, he needs seven clean days. So here we're talking about where the seventh day was Erev Pesach. Okay, so he's azav, and his seventh day comes out on Erev Pesach, but he needs to make it through, assuming he needs to make it through till the evening, and get the seven clean days all the way through. So 1 second. So really, the 7 days would be up on Pesach night, as you go into Pesach.
Yeah,
but the Korban Pesach is done Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So what happened? Yeah. On the assumption that he's going to be okay, Shachtu v'zarku alav bashvi, on his seventh day, when his seventh day isn't finished yet, they shechted in the afternoon the Korban Pesach. V'chein, and the same thing, like we just talked about before, the Shemar Shekhar Gajem. You have a woman in a similar situation, where she saw one day, and therefore she has to get through the next day to be Tahir. Sheshachtu v'zarku alav. So either case, whether it's the man or the woman, who are in there, who are supposed to get through the day clean, and then they're good to go, and the Shechter of the Korban Pesach, assuming or hoping they'd get through, v'yachakach ra'u, and after in the afternoon, after the Korban Pesach was already shechted for them, they then saw another re'iyah, is afal pisha metamin mishkav u'moshel l'mafreya. So these people, they are tamei, and he says l'mafreya. That zov, it's not the pshat that everything was okay till now, and only from now on, it's going to be metamei again, or the woman. Even the woman, yeah? He says l'mafreya. Yeah, it's not the pshat that she was tohir in the morning and became tamei again, mikana l'haba. It's the pshat that it's megala that she was tamei all along. She saw yesterday, and even though she didn't see continuously, but she saw yesterday and she saw today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that means she's tummy all along. Doesn't mean that she was toho in the morning and became tummy again. Because lemafreya.
It's also, in a sense, turns it into 3 years, which is, makes it zavodela.
Because it will be 3 days. Yeah. No, you don't say Mr. Kul in that sense.
No. If you're saying them, I'm saying you're saying them Afreya.
Yeah.
First, that means the whole thing has been.
That means day two is one entity. Day two is one entity, and no matter what time on day two she sees, she's Tommy the whole day two. Mm. Right? That's what it's saying. But to confuse us even more, says Rabbi Yosi, Afal Pisha Mitab and Mishkav Moshe L'Mafreya, even though day two is one entity, or for the Zov, day seven is one entity, and therefore even becoming Tom in the afternoon makes everything they contacted that day Tomei. But Peturim Malasas Pesach Sheni. Yeah? That means even though we're saying they don't need a Pesach Sheni, but that doesn't mean they're not Mitame. Yeah? So, what's going on here? Yeah? So the Gemara, so therefore how can you work out from here, Mitzin Kekuloi? First you have to work out Pshat, what's going on over here? Yeah, but he doesn't say it's mikana lahaba. Yeah, so why is it so? He doesn't say mikana lahaba, so he must be because he holds mitzvah kikuli. Yeah, and therefore really your seventh day was up. So the Gemara says no, really it's because he holds. I could tell you he holds that mikana lahaba it's mitami, and not mitzvah kikuli. And why it's mitami the mafreya? Maile mafreya midrabbanan. When he says it's mitzame lemafreya, when she sees at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it makes retrospectively stuff that she touched in the morning tame. That's only midrabbanan. Min haTorah wouldn't be tame. It's only midrabbanan.
And therefore, when you shechted, you're relying on mitzvah.
Therefore, shechted it was mitzvah kula. No, not mitzvah kula. You're relying on mikana lahabush is tame. So she's not really considered tame. So it's a din and zivos. It's not a din and mitzvah kula. And then the Gemara says, it's logical to say it's midrabbanan. This halka daitach midraisa, because if it would be tamil mafreya min haTorah, that means min haTorah she's mamish bin tamei all the way through. How could she be potter pesach sheni? You have to say to yourself, yeah, as a ma'apturim b'asah pesach sheni. So therefore, you can't say that she's mitamei retrospectively, but also she was yoytzer the pesach sheni, the korban pesach. It can't be both. It must be that when she's mitamei mafreya, it's only midrabbanan. So the Gemara says, "Nay, lo elam ei malach tuma deraisa." I can tell you it's really that she's tamei lemafreya min haTorah. But tohaim deziva hitiru. There's a different thing. A tohaim means an unknown. This is when it comes to Korban Pesach. They said that she doesn't have to do a Pesach Sheni because if you have a tohaim, tumas haTohaim literally means in the depths. Yeah, when somebody walked somewhere, maybe nine kilometers down, there's a grave there, yeah? So it's called Tahoim. What does that mean? That it's an unknown. No. You have a guy walking along, and there might be 10 miles underground, a grave, and he became Tommy. And Tuma goes all the way up, he's become Tommy. Yeah.
He doesn't know.
So that's called unknown. An unknown unknown. So if you have an unknown unknown, they didn't say, so that at the time when you did the Korban Pesach, it was unknown that there was any tumah here. Even though in the end it turned out there was, but you didn't know that. So that they were matir by Korban Pesach. Because you didn't know, it was just like a suffix, it wasn't real, it was sort of a twilight zone, so that was okay. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, Lola Meimulach. But the Gemara doesn't really happy with that. And the Gemara says, really, that's nice for you to answer time the Ziva Hitiru, but it's not a strong answer to say, why should it be Matir just because you didn't know at the time? And therefore, we have Af Raboishya Savar, no, that it's Lama Fremid Rabbon. And Raboishya comes along and says, also like the Havimina was, that which is going to turn out to be this is Maskana, Lama Fremid Rabbon. It's only Mitame for the retrospective to the morning, Midrabbon. Yeah, and really, Min haTorah, it's Toher. Because it's Mekana Lahabo. Tatani Rabbi Yoshia Omer Haroya Zob Beshvi Shaloi. If he sees on his seventh day, the seventh day is supposed to be the last day of his clean slate, and he sees it's Soyser Eshelfonov, so that cancels everything he's done till now. That's what Rabbi Yoshia said. Vyama the Rabbi Yochanan Loi Nista Vela Yomai. It should only cancel that seventh day itself. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Monavshach Rabbi Yochanan. Is Sosar, we know the deal is, it's all 1 7-day block. Yeah, Shivas Yomim. As if it's Soyser, if Rabbi Yochanan is maskim, that on the seventh day he's not finished yet. If he's not finished yet, and that's why it cancels what he's done, it's Kulu Sosar, then it has to cancel the whole 7 days. It's one block. Then Eloi Sosar, if you're saying he's finished because it's already the seventh day, and therefore he's finished and it doesn't cancel, is Loi Nistav Loi Yom. It shouldn't even cancel that day itself. Manavshach, is he finished or is not finished, Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, Ella Ema. So you're right. And Rabbi Yochanan, the words of Rabbi Yochanan are Loi Nister Velo Yoyme. That not that he says Ella Yoyme, but Loi Yoyme. Correct, Rabbi Yochanan, it's not Soyser anything. Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's not Soyser anything because it's finished already. Mitzvah Yenge Kuloi. Yeah. And Rabbi Yochanan also says V'Yomale Rabbi Yosi. V'Yomale Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yosi Koyka Vasach, top of the page, that you are going in the shit of Rabbi Yosi the Omer Mikana Lahaba Mitame. That Rabbi Yosi says he only becomes Tommy from now on because he's already finished being Tommy from before. But Rabbi Yosi didn't say that. Rabbi Yosi the Mafreyahu Dama. What do you mean Rabbi Yosi says like you, Rabbi Yochanan, that he's only become Tommy from now on? And everything, and in the morning he was already finished being Tommy. Rabbi Yosi didn't say that he's only from now on. Rabbi Yosi said the words Mafreya. Huh? Lamafreya is talking retrospectively. Yeah, so what's Rabbi Yosi doing telling us that Rabbi Yosi said that it's from now on? Yeah, so therefore Rabbi Yosi must be saying, Mai Lamafreya midrabbanon. That means min hatayra, it's not the mafreya. And therefore, huh? So therefore, that's the whole machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishai, whether they said it's tamei the mafreya. But min hatayra, everybody agreed it's not tamei, retrospectively. Yeah, and it's because it's so the Gemara wants to say that the different concept of Mikana Lahaba Metame is different from Mitzvah Kekuloi, which we're trying to get back to Rav, who said that you can use one day to count for both Naziruses if you have two Naziruses in a row. Yeah, so we're saying you can't prove from Rabbi Yosi. But the Gemara, the Rashi says over here, the Gemara now continues and says all those answers are very weak answers, and really it seems that Rabbi Yosi does say Mitzvah Kekuloi. That whole thing about Mikana Lahaba is the Gemara doesn't really accept those dechiktik answers. And the Gemara now goes in the conclusion that Rabbi Yosi Taka holds mitzvah kekulei, that part of a day counts as if it was the whole day. So the Gemara says, okay, now that we've concluded Rabbi Yosi, michti, since Rabbi Yosi says that tzavar, mitzvah kekulei, that part of a day is a whole day, is zava gemura demaisi karbon hechem eshkachesla. What is zava gemura? 3 days in a row. If she sees 3 days in a row when it's off time, yeah, and then she's been a carbon. But according to you, if Mitzvah Kekuloi, so she saw the first day, she woke up in the morning of day two and didn't see immediately, then even if she saw again on the second day, but meanwhile Mitzvah Kekuloi, so it's not consecutive days anymore. It's so, like so it's like she had a clean day in the middle.
So in other words, not to have continuous, you have to see first thing in the morning?
Oh, that's what I'm going to answer, yeah. The assumption is that even if you see a bit on the first day, a bit on the second day, and a bit on the third day, she's a zava. But if you say Mitzvah Kekuloi, as soon as she woke up in the second morning clear, she's tahor. That's it. So it's Hechem Eshkachesla. How can you ever have a zava gemura? Kevin the Chazi with Palga de Yoima, that means if she sees halfway through the day, is Idach Palga de Yoima, Salik Lo Shimur. That means the first half, before she saw, counts as clipping a clean day, and she's good to go. And for the Gemara, Iboy Seima, one answer I can give you is Poshet, like you said, because Shafat Lasat Lasayim, but they are Dodi. She saw continuous flow for 3 days straight. So there never was even a Mitzvah Sayyim. She didn't even have 1 minute of those days when she was clear. And that's how she gets 3 days in a row. The Iboy Seima, the Chazyat Lasayim, is Samachlishki Sachama. When she sees 3 days, she doesn't have to flow mamish for 3 days whole, but as long as, like you said, at the beginning of the day, well, it's not in the morning, but it's shkia, the night, in the beginning of the night, that's the day. The day starts at shkia. Yeah? So she sees at the end of one day and goes straight into the next day, so there's no gap.
She sees at the end of Sunday, so Sunday going to Monday.
Yeah, so she sees Sunday night, then there's Mitzvah Kekuloi is only going to make her toher if she didn't see that day. She has to be shomer a day. If the beginning of that day she's tamei, then she can't. Yeah, you can't. Right. So you can't start, even if you say Mitzvah Kekuloi, you can't. Mitzvah Kekuloi can't start in the middle of the day. That means if at the beginning of the day she's tahor, if she's tahor at the beginning of the day, it's as if she made it through the whole day. But if she's tamei at the beginning of the day and she became and stopped seeing later, you can't say now that counts as the whole day because the day started in tumah. Yeah. She never started the mitzvah sayyim at the beginning of the day that she can count
so
it as a whole day.
She sees some of on Sunday. That means that Sunday's counted as day one.
Sunday's day one, and Sunday night is Monday, is day two.
Okay, but based on that, is she meant to have these are 24 hours.
That counts as 2 days now. So the third, the shmirah now would have to be on Tuesday, and if she sees again ben hashmoshes of Monday going into Tuesday.
So in other words, what you're saying is because she saw Mamish close to Monday evening.
I mean, it's the beginning of...
Yeah, I hear that. So you know, Sunday's counted as that.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's no point in counting on Monday morning.
No, because Monday's already for farm. Yeah,
so
because Sunday
count,
night was Monday.
Yeah, so you've got to count towards the end of Monday.
Tuesday. Tuesday will be the Shimur. That means if Monday night Shkia Sachamish is again seeing, then the beginning, which is the beginning of Tuesday, is also another. Then Tuesday would be, she would be Toher. Well, it would start on Monday night, I guess. If a day is 24 hours, then. Yeah. Okay. Hajlach Areni Nozer. I think it gets easier after this.